Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Pat Mahomes. And this guy, to me, is there's a
total... I hate to interrupt, but sure. MVP Pat Mahomes.
MVP Pat Thank Mahomes, you. No doubt about it. This dude is, I mean, he's transfixing the NFL right now. We've never seen anything like him. He, to me, is the Pistol Pete Maravich of the quarterback position because we've never seen the no-look pass before. We've never seen the kind of arm angles that this guy has given us. And might I say that he seems like he's better in the NFL than he was in college, something I never thought I would say before. Had a 3-1 touchdown to interception ratio in college. It's 4-1 in the NFL. Joining us right now is a former colleague of mine and a sports radio show host in Houston, Texas. You can hear him in Texas on ESPN Radio and as well on SB Nation Radio. He's also a graduate of Texas Tech University, and he joins us right now. Cody Stutes is on the line. Cody, thanks for making the time, brother. What's going on?
Absolutely, man. Anytime. And hey, let's get it right. It is not only MVP. It is the reigning, defending, undisputed MVP of the National Football League.
100%. So Cody, were you at Texas Tech when Mahomes was there? Did you guys overlap at all?
I was not a student there, but I was spending time covering Texas Tech University as a member of the media in Lubbock. I worked for the flagship station at Texas Tech Sports. I hosted pre- and post-game shows around the football games. And so I'm intimately familiar with the recruiting of Patrick Mahomes, the time he was there at Texas Tech, and everything that went into it. And I still have great ties to the area, and plenty of my guys have given me great information on him, great stories. And you know, from what I've been able to uncover, the people I've talked to, I've got a pretty good knowledge base of this guy. I know more about Patrick Mahomes than I know about any other Texas Tech quarterback. I'll say that much.
What is your favorite Pat Mahomes story, Cody, that most people don't know about?
My favorite Pat Mahomes story is that he and Cliff Kingsbury would watch NFL football together on Sundays. You know, they would play Saturday. Sure. Everybody would, you know, get their work in Saturday night. They know their marching orders, and they have a day off. Well, there was no day off for Mahomes, and there's no day off for Kingsbury. They'd go in, but they wouldn't work on the game from the night before. That was all later in the evening and Monday and things like that. They'd watch NFL football together, and they'd watch a ton of games, and they'd watch it in one of the classrooms on a projector. And as soon as they saw a play that they liked, Kingsbury would tell Mahomes to run to the whiteboard, and he would draw the play as he saw it. And then they'd rewind it, and they'd make sure they drew it as they saw it in the NFL. Then Kingsbury would not instruct Mahomes on how to do it. He would tell Mahomes, translate it to our offense. Go up there, move guys around like you need to, move offensive linemen like you need to. Tell me how you would run this play in our offense. And Mahomes would do that. He would change things around. And the player that Mahomes mentioned they watched the most in that setup was they watched Aaron Rodgers play a ton, and they wanted to take a lot of the things that the Packers did and what Aaron Rodgers was able to do, and they wanted to translate that to Texas Tech University's offense on Saturdays. And so that's probably my favorite story, is that they could have had the day off. And look, Mahomes took a beating in college. Like, he played with some decent offensive lines, but he still took a beating. He was very reckless at times, and so he took some big shots. So I know the guy's hurting. Kingsbury obviously had a job to do to get ready for next week of football, but they'd sit together on Sundays, they'd watch NFL football, and then they would just be football nerds and translate plays into the Texas Tech offense. That's probably my favorite story.
All right, Cody, Marcus pointed out that I am a Chiefs fan, been a Chiefs fan for a very long time. I got to tell you, I was a big Alex Smith fan. I was pretty upset when they let him go and we're throwing this rookie out there because he played, what, one game his first year? Why are they doing this? I could not believe it. And everybody was really high on him, including Andy Reid. And then we see what he did this past year. Is this just the beginning, or is he going to level off, or do you think he's going to get even better?
So the ceiling is limitless for this guy, because we didn't see his true potential at Texas Tech. There were limits what he could do with Texas Tech. The defense never helped him out. The defense never gave him good field position. And not to say that the Kansas City Chiefs did a great job on defense this year, but if that gets incrementally better, I mean, the sky is the limit. And then the floor for this guy, I think the floor is actually really high for Patrick Mahomes, too. Like, his floor, like on a bad year, I think he's still one of the 10, 12 best guys statistically. And I think the interesting thing to look at is he's an elevator. So if you give him good talent, he makes those guys great. If you give him great talent, you have transcendent talent around him. And that's probably one of the most impressive and one of the most important assets about him being a quarterback. He's an elevator. The floor is really, really high, and he's going to make do with whatever he has. I mean, you look at his time at Texas Tech, it's not like he played with a ton of really good future NFL caliber wide receivers. Like, Graham Harrell played with Michael Crabtree in his final 2 years at Texas Tech. Crabtree was a first-round pick. I mean, Jakeem Grant's in the league, but Jakeem Grant's been an afterthought for the Dolphins. Kiki QT's in the league. Kiki QT was a fourth-round pick. And then you look at the rest of the roster, there's hardly any of those guys that even got sniffs in the NFL that Mahomes played with. Then you see him with the Chiefs, and you're like, okay, big-time talent Travis Kelce, big-time talent Tyreek Hill, big-time coach like Andy Reid to get the most out of him and start pulling the most out of him. I think we've just scratched the surface. I don't know that you're going to see eye-popping numbers every single year, but the efficiency and just getting better at a lot of the small things and just dissecting defenses, that's the growth pattern for him, and that's where he's going to start growing.
Host of ESPN 97.5 and SB Nation Radio out of Houston, Texas, my former colleague Cody Stutes joining us on the show. Cody, I am a firm believer that a quarterback has the ability to take a mediocre team and make them good, take a good team and make them great, to truly elevate the level of play on the team. I would point to, of course, my guy Tim Tebow, what happened at Florida with him, and what's happened at Florida since he's left. To me, it is hard for me to wrap my head around that the combination of Pat Mahomes and Cliff Kingsbury went 13-16 at Texas Tech in the games he started. I can't, like, okay, NFL coach, hot name of the year coach, flavor of the month coach in the NFL, and the league's MVP. Cody, how did that happen? 13-16. That's why I didn't think he was great coming out of college. How were we all so wrong here? Why wasn't that combination better?
At some point, the Big 12 is predicated on offense, but at some point, someone's going to get tired. And typically, the Texas Tech offense had a monumental task ahead of them. I mean, just thinking back to 2015, Pat Mahomes and company score 52 points, they lose 55-52. They score 35 points, they lose 63-35. They lose 63-27 against Oklahoma. They lose 70-53 against Oklahoma State. Pat Mahomes was never the problem. Yeah, he had a play here or there where you probably wanted it back. Yeah, he had a play here or there where he could have made a better decision with the football. But that's where the defense is supposed to pick you up. That's where those guys are supposed to help you. And the defense was atrocious at Texas Tech for a very, very long time, almost the duration of Cliff Kingsbury's time at Texas Tech. The defense was bad, frequently going through defensive coordinators, frequently failing to recruit top-flight defenders or even good defenders. At one point, they moved a wide receiver to play defensive end. Think how crazy that sounds, okay? They moved a wide receiver to play defensive end. The defense was the problem for the win-loss record. Go ask Baker Mayfield and Oklahoma about playing Pat Mahomes on a Saturday night. Go ask all those Baylor teams, Mike Gundy, about playing Pat Mahomes. Those guys hated playing Pat Mahomes because they knew Texas Tech had the potential to score maybe 70 points on that Saturday night, and it didn't matter what guys were playing. As long as Mahomes was there, as long as Five was there, they had the potential to score points, and every time they got the ball, the expectation was, man, Texas Tech might score here. It was not a Mahomes problem. It was a Kingsbury and defense problem. So the win-loss record, a lot of times you can put a win-loss record on a quarterback, especially in college, but I'm not putting the win-loss record for Texas Tech on Patrick Mahomes from his time there. The organization, if you will, the football team, the defense, the head coach, they failed him. Now, Pat Mahomes didn't fail them.
I'll tell you what. Pat Mahomes, to me, and I would see highlights, and I would see Texas Tech every so often when he was there. It wasn't like he was this name. He wasn't a Trevor Lawrence name at the collegiate level. Timmy Chang, for a while, quarterback under June Jones at Hawaii, led, was the all-time leader in passing yards in NCAA football history. I looked at Pat Mahomes as a guy who played for one of these fluky offenses that put up a ton of numbers, and you never really know how good or bad he is, product of the system kind of guy. Now, I'm going to challenge you here, Cody, because you and I were colleagues together, and there was a time when I was saying 2 years ago in April that the Texans must do whatever they have to do, pay any price to get Deshaun Watson, but any price. And whenever I was on the weekends and you were on in the middays, I like every show that I had was centered around pay any price to get Deshaun Watson. I don't remember hearing you say pay any price to get Pat Mahomes. Did you foresee this level of dominance? Were you that convinced of his greatness at the collegiate level?
I would say this. I wanted Pat Mahomes. That was the guy I wanted them to get. But I was fine at a different level with either Deshaun Watson or Patrick Mahomes. They had to get one of those two guys for the Texans. That was my thought process back then. My preference was Pat Mahomes. And if you remember, a couple of stories have come out around draft time and then since that Bill O'Brien really liked Pat Mahomes as well. I think the tough part is Pat Mahomes into a situation where the overall talent of the offense is better, the head coach is much better, the offensive staff is much better, and we see that pay off. Now, Deshaun Watson, he has not had a career to sneeze at. I mean, Watson has been fantastic. He had a 6-week, 7-week run where he was one of the most exciting things the NFL has ever seen. And then last year, he did a lot of the small tweaks to his game, eliminating interceptions, eliminating, late in the season, the desire to run and try to get those extra yards. I mean, I think they're both going to be fantastic. I think we're going to be robbed as football fans if we don't see them eventually square off in the AFC Championship game more than once. I would hope for kind of a 3 or 4 round thing between these two guys. Look, if you told me Deshaun Watson was going to go to Kansas City and do the same thing Patrick Mahomes did last year, I'd probably believe you. And if you told me that for those 6 or 7 games where Watson was the most exciting thing going, Pat Mahomes could have done that, I would believe you. I think they're equal. They're different, but I think they're equal as far as what they can do in the NFL. I would say, though, Mahomes feels like his floor is a little bit higher, and whereas I think Watson's ceiling is as high, but it's a different style of ceiling because he's asked to be a different thing for the franchise. Like Watson's a savior. Mahomes is the next big thing, or is the big thing already, whereas Watson has to be savior because that situation and that position in Texas, or in Houston, rather, has been so dire for so many years. So he has to be savior, whereas Mahomes just has to be great. I think it's a different...
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that, Cody. You surprised me there by saying, hey, I think these guys have equally elite traits, because that's not where we are in terms of popular opinion in the NFL today. I continue to see lists where Pat Mahomes is number 1 or 2 and Deshaun Watson is nowhere in the top 10. And I think people are really missing the bigger picture that Pat Mahomes has Andy Reid and elite weapons. Deshaun Watson has DeAndre Hopkins and the worst offensive line in the National Football League. How much of that is playing into the perception? How much of that horrible offensive line for Deshaun Watson is playing into this perception that Pat Mahomes is so much more talented than he is?
I would say people go watch Deshaun Watson play, and you'll realize that, oh, man, there's a lot there. Because the box score doesn't tell you the story. The box score is going to tell you a part of the story with Deshaun Watson. But you have to remember, what is he asked to do? What do they allow him to do? What kind of plays do they call? What limitations does he have? I'll say this. And I might sound crazy when I say this. If Will Fuller plays more than 10 games this year for the Texans, if Kiki QT plays 16, if DeAndre Hopkins plays 16, Deshaun Watson's going to have a statistically better season than Patrick Mahomes.
Wow.
I truly believe that.
Wow.
I truly believe that. I believe this could be one of the best offenses in football in Houston, but there's a lot of ifs. Can the offensive line go from the 31st, 32nd offensive line to the 16th offensive line, the 17th offensive line in football? If that happens, I believe Watson can have a statistically better season and will have a statistically better season, but there are so many ifs. Think about all the ifs. Ifs on Will Fuller's health. Hasn't played a full season, I think, ever in the NFL. Ifs on Kiki Kuti's health. Was injured a ton last year. Ifs on DeAndre Hopkins' health. Finally got hurt at the end of last year. Ifs on this offensive line. Ifs on Bill O'Brien not being overwhelmed with all the extra stuff around this team. There's so many ifs that keep him from getting to that level. I believe he's capable of it. I don't know if he can get there, but if all those ifs are answered the right way, he will get there.
Cody Stutes, former colleague of mine, now a host for ESPN 97.5 and SB Nation Radio out of Houston, Texas. Love the insight on Pat Mahomes. Great story he shared with us. Cody, appreciate you, man. I knew you were the guy to talk to about this, and you didn't let me down, man. Thanks. Let's do it again soon.
Anytime, man. Sounds good.
All right. Cody Stutes, a colleague of mine out of Houston, Texas. Love the story. Love the story about Pat Mahomes and like Cliff Kingsbury diagramming plays up on, you know, they'd watch a play, they'd love it out of the NFL, and then he'd have them diagram it in real time on the board. Dude is a savant. Pat Mahomes is an idiot savant in terms of, it's a phrase, Lonzo, that means you're really smart.
I'm well aware of it.
Really smart.
Yes.
He's an idiot savant in the NFL. The guy is just a witch. I don't think we've ever seen anything like him.
See, the thing is, a year ago, if you heard this story, would you have believed it? Maybe not. But you hear it now, and you're like, yeah, I can see that happening. So it's one thing. It's one thing for someone to tell a story like that. It's we can see what he's what he did on the field last year that garnered him the NFL MVP. So yeah, I definitely could see it. And it would be so cool to be in the room to see that.
A year ago, right now, everyone was saying we have no idea what to expect
a year
of the
ago,
Kansas City Chiefs.
Right now, I was ticked off. Like I said, because I was an Alex Smith fan, and Alex Smith had just had the best season of his entire career.
Was never
going
to take it to the promised land. Really limited guy. Really
well, Mahomes hasn't gotten us there yet either, okay. But he took us a step further.
Yeah, but so. He's shown you the ability to do that. And
if they would get some defense,
there are some parallels with the decision to replace Alex Smith with Pat Mahomes to Dabo Swinney replacing Kelly Bryant with Trevor Lawrence. You had the safe guy who could get you wins and run within the offense, be a game manager, and then you had the guy that was going to rewrite everything. Trevor Lawrence is rewriting everything for Clemson. Pat Mahomes is rewriting everything for Clemson. I thought last year at this time that the Chiefs would win somewhere between 6 and 10 games, and I had no idea how many, but I expected them to be either average, slightly below average, or slightly above average. What they did and who Pat Mahomes was absolutely positively floored me completely.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.